Five students at the University of Rochester have designed a tricycle control system that allows some people with disabilities to steer, brake, and shift gears with one hand. The project is getting international recognition and is a finalist for a Da Vinci Award this month. Martin Zito is one of the students behind the Mono Mono system. They worked under the guidance of Professor Amy Lerner at the U of R's Hajim School of Engineering and Applied Scientists. Martin is here in the studio with us this morning to tell us more about it. Martin, good morning. Thanks so much for coming in. It's good to meet you.
Good morning. Good to meet you too.
How did you and your team come up with this idea, and explain for the listeners, if you would, how it works?
Besides me, there are five other students, and it started as a senior design project when we were biomedical engineering students at the University of Rochester. We were partnered with the Al Siegel Center, specifically their SportsNet program, which is a adaptive sports program where they have members from the community come in and try different sports. And so they came to us with the need for a one-handed bicycle. So over a few months, we helped them with the solution and designed it for them.
So how does the bike work? It allows you to control everything with just one hand. How did you come up with that design?
Yes, well, we wanted something that was intuitive and easy and that anybody can just jump right on and use. You put your hand on a center grip, and located conveniently around the hand are twist shifters and a brake, and so that you can operate the bike completely without removing your hand, which increases the safety of the bike as well.
So you and the other students have formed the Mono Mono Cycling Company. So will your invention be available in the marketplace? At what stage of development are you at now once you've designed this product?
Well, it's already been designed, and we actually have a website where you can look at the device and purchase it. We've just begun sales, and already we've sold three devices to people in Rochester, Ohio, and Florida. So it's definitely available right now.
And you say you've tested this with folks who have this one-sided weakness, this disability.
Yes.
And what has the feedback been from them?
It's been great. We brought it to one of Sportsnet's clinics, and we had a stroke survivor test it. And he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He didn't want to get off. He just kept riding around in circles. And the look on his face and the laughter was really what gave us the joy to want to continue pursuing this, to get it into the hands of those who can really benefit from it.
Yes, I was going to say, aside from the increased mobility, there is something else, even perhaps greater, that you're giving to the folks who could use this.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind that a lot of these folks, they're confined to a wheelchair, or they're very dependent on people. So to give them the mobility and the independence, it's definitely a psychological boost. But in addition, it gives them the chance to maybe ride on the canal with their friends, their family, and it just makes their life that much better.
How does it feel to be a part of something like that?
It feels great. Like I said, just to see the face, the joy in that person's face, it just gives me so much joy too.
Now, the Da Vinci Awards, you're a finalist, one of how many?
There are 15.
15 in this category. And when do you find out what the results are of that contest?
The awards would be announced on April 11th in Michigan. And unfortunately, I won't be able to attend, but one of my teammates will be there.
And what does the winning award receive?
Just recognition. There's no monetary reward, but there will be a great way for us to mainstream our device, because there's such a following with the Da Vinci Awards competition.
And your group is trying to design some other technologies for the disabled community, is that right?
Yeah, we're pursuing different things, but right now we're mainly focusing on this bike because we want to get this out there to as many people as possible.
Martin Zito, congratulations on the design, on
Thank
the you. On the nomination for the Da Vinci Award.